This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Bob Serino, the head football coach at Swampscott High School. They're getting ready for Lynn English High Saturday afternoon in Swampscott at noon. And, Bob, how do you see this game coming up on Saturday?
Well, to tell you the truth, coaches have worked overtime, and the offensive and defensive staff have really put a lot of hours in. And I think we have a great game plan for today. And I think if the kids can execute it, the coaches can call to make the right calls on offense and defense, and we play the three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams with, you know, very little mistakes, you know, I think we can have a good outcome today.
Since we talked maybe about a week ago, what parts of the game have kind of come together or solidified, or clarifications as far as lineups are concerned for Swampscott have come together?
Well, we actually seen what we can do and what we can't do, so some things we added to our play scripts, some things we took out of our playbook. So do we have the whole playbook in? No. It's very early, but what we do have in, they're executing very good.
Now you're taking on Lynn English High School. Swampscott, they have a first-year coach. And so what are you expecting from Lynn English?
Well, we're expecting Lynn English every year, year in and year out. It's a war. I mean, I think of this game as basically a second little rival with, other than, you know, Marblehead, obviously, and Thanksgiving Day game. But I grew up playing against East Lynn English. And, you know, Chris Carroll's a good friend of mine, and Coach Carroll, and both of us got together, and we're actually playing for something more this year. We're playing, we had Crown Trophy make us up a cup, and this year and the years to follow, we got together and we're playing for the Blydell Cup. So we're actually naming this game after Jeff Blydell,
who just passed away in the past week.
Correct. We got together when it happened. We were trying to think of something, and we both came up with an idea, and we called Brian Murphy, and Brian Murphy actually threw us a couple sketches and created a really nice cup with the, you know, it's right on front of it, the Blydell Cup. Both his kids played for, sons played for Swampscott Big Blue. His father coached for English, and Jeff was actually a great, great mentor and great coach all around this conference. I mean, the kids love him, and it's basically the least that we can do for him of what he put in, you know, in all his time with all the kids.
Bob, as a final question, maybe you could throw some names at me for some of the players that will be filling in some of the key positions for Swampscott on offense and defense this week against English.
We got Themo Lakopoulos at center. We have a couple running backs, Brett Gambale and Isaiah Bascon playing running back. We got Dante Ciccarelli at the X and the outside receiver. And on defense, we get Dom Cottesbody that really stepped up, and our defensive line is really, really playing well. Sean Bowers and Alex Sheehan has actually stepped up as a sophomore on both sides of the ball.
Sounds good. Coach, any other thoughts on Swampscott football as you get ready for this game this weekend?
Nope. I'm just glad that it's going to happen, and it's been a long time waiting, but it's finally here.
All right, that's Coach Bob Serino from Swampscott Football on MSONewsSports.com.